Hello, folks. Welcome to day two of our encore shows on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And today we're going to give you Gloria Grubner Worldwide, which I personally enjoyed hearing and doing. This is Gloria Grover, Larry Grover's mother. Her maiden name was Grubner, so she uses her maiden name, interviews guests, and she levels Dr. Elcott because he's not a he's not an overlord yet. Yes, he's not yet an overlord, so he can be leveled. Yeah. So who cares? I mean, let's listen. It's Gloria Grubner Worldwide on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Gloria Grubner Worldwide.
And I'm Dr. Ed Elcott. I'll be moderating and otherwise co-hosting today's presentation with Gloria Grubner, otherwise known as Overlord Shuggy, or Gloria Grover. But to explain all of that, here is Gloria Grubner.
Thank you very much, Ed. Only one small mistake you made there was to reference my status in Elcott.
What are you talking about?
You know that I can, as an overlord, I can...
Well, you're referencing your own status now.
Yes, but you broke that membrane by opening your big bazoo. Ed, you'll never learn, will you?
Give me a fucking break. Give me a fucking break.
That's right. Right in front of the people. Go ahead. Keep announcing. No, Grubner, bitch. Atta boy. Welcome, everyone. This is Gloria Grubner. And I know you're asking yourself, well, why? And thank you again, Zoot Ellman, and great orchestra, Zoot.
Yeah.
Zoot Ellman with the orchestra. Many are saying, what do you mean, Gloria Grubner? Aren't you Gloria Grover? I am. That is my married name. I am the mother of Larry Grover and the wife of Sims Grover, who was, of course, Larry's father, as far as we know. I'm only kidding, Larry.
Goddamn, mother.
I'm only kidding, Larry. And, Ed, are you all right?
Let me come in. Come on,
oh, come on, Ed. Quit faking it.
All right. Yes, I'm fine.
But while I do these presentations that are of ego, that is, they are of the ego squeal, however, they are mitigated by my overlord status, so they are not ego squeal, they are ego squeak. Because I am presenting this podcast, I am required by the tenets of Elcott the Next Step, as well as the Elcotta and the Elcottia, to use my maiden name when I am immersed in ego squeak.
All hail Elcott.
And so today, I am, in point of fact, to all of yous, and I'm supposed to say all of yous, that's called comfortable in a garbage can, meaning I can step out of my role as an overlord and speak directly to you people, otherwise known as Earth people or just people. Gloria Grubner Worldwide is brought to you by King Beef and King Beef Assortments. Here's New Park King to tell you more.
Thank you, Gloria. This is New Park King of King Beef and Beef Assortments. Very proud to sponsor this Gloria Grubner Worldwide show. Come in into King Beef. Take one good long look at our beef, and you won't have a beef. Not with King Beef. Huh?
Yeah, okay, it's great.
And now, it's Gloria Grubner, Worldwide.
Thank you very much, Dr. Ed Elcott, from Elcott the Next Step. And here I am, Gloria Grubner. Some of you may know me by another name, but I've already explained that. How you doing, Larry?
I'm fine, Mother.
And the host of Gloria Grubner Worldwide, we're also going to bring on a wonderful man by the name of Harvey Wireman, an attorney. And Harvey Wireman at one time represented a group of alternative thinkers called the Furman Thing. They were led by a very mysterious man named Colin Furman, C-O-L-O-N. That's right, Colin Furman. And we used to say, I wonder what they're running through that colon, ha, ha, ha. But I want to say to you at this time, Harvey Wireman did represent this group, an alternative New Age group, let's say, in a lawsuit that they had leveled against Elcott the Next Step, because we had taken their anthem, a song called Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, And some members of Elcott The Next Step had turned it into... Larry, do you have that?
Yes, I have it right here.
Go ahead and read that.
Some younger members of Elcott The Next Step, who were Kaba or Kaba, clean as a baby's ass, they were the ones that first brought this in.
Yes, 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 go on.
Oh, what a...
What a what, Larry?
Nothing, Mother.
Oh, my God, you level me, but not him.
That's right, he's my son. He's my own flesh and blood. Okay? Live in it, Ed. Live in it.
Mother, it says here that the Furman thing was represented by Harvey Wireman, is how we got to know Harvey, when some of the younger members of Elcott The Next Step sang their anthem, which is Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, a song made popular by a group called Wham. They had changed the lyrics to... Wake me up before you go-go. Don't stand around looking like the asshole yo-yo.
Wake me up before you... What is that again?
Wake me up before you go-go.
Don't stand around... Here, I can do it.
But I asked Larry...
Yes, but you see, here it is. Wake me up before you go-go. Don't stand around looking like the asshole yo-yo that you am.
Yeah, that's what it was.
They really fractured it that way, huh?
Yes.
Yes, they did. And so, as you know, Gloria...
I've got it, Ed. And so what happened was this group called the Furman Thing, or Furman Think.
It went by a number of different names.
Furman Think sued for misuse and misappropriation. Well, the countersuit from Harvey Wireman was that they had misappropriated the song and misappropriated it. That is, they had messed all over it. And then the group Think countersued and said no. Elcott The Next Step had messed all over it, and had messed all over them.
Yes, that's called misappropriation.
Right. To give us more insight into this, let's bring in Harvey Wireman.
Mr. Wireman, it's great to see you again.
Yes, thank you.
And Harvey, thank you for coming all the way to our El Pacifico studios here.
Well, it's not the first time I've...
Get him some water, will you?
Yeah, right away.
It's not the first time that I've been here. I buzz.
You were here.
Yes, I was here when Phil Haney...
Phil Hendry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, yes, when Phil Hendry hosted his show. Does he still do that?
Yes, Phil still does his show, but he is at present time allowing us to hold forth here from the platform.
Okay, well... you mentioned the Furman Thing, or Furman Think. It was run by a man by the name of Fondell Furman.
Oh, I had the name wrong then.
Yes, no, the founder and the main contributor to Furman Think was Fondell Furman. And
oh, by the way, I forgot to mention something, that the program tonight is sponsored by King's Beef and Beef Assortments. Go ahead.
Okay, so you want me to go?
Just start from where you were.
So I was representing, they came to me and they said, we represent a group of free spirits and spiritualists who live here in the foothills of the San Gabriel Mountains. We're just above the, Chantry Flats. We have a commune there in the waterfall area. And
I don't know where any of this is.
You don't have to know. And I said, well, what do you want from me? And they said, well, we'd like to sue this Elcott because they took a song that is sacred to us, Wake Me Up.
What's it going? I believe it's Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Well, yeah, it's Wake Me Up Go-Go. Not Wake Me Up Go-Go, but you wake me. You got to wake me up before you go-go. I don't want to hang around looking like a yo-yo.
But they did. Is they changed it and began singing it all over town, out on the streets out here in Hollywood, out in Pasadena.
Ed Edward, wake me up before you go-go. Don't stand around looking like the asshole yo-yo that you are, I think is her.
That you am.
That you am. And this became, during the summer of 85, at the very early nascent stages of Furman Think.
And by the way, Elcott The Next Step couldn't have been that much older. How old was it, Ed?
Well, at that time, as you know, Gloria, I was still, as we say, ladies and gentlemen, I was still nose deep in it, meaning I had not yet been anointed and elevated by Elcott thinking.
Oh, so you were still you people.
Yes, I was still you people, fragrant, but still comfortable in a garbage can. Fragrant, but still comfortable in the, capital T-H-E, garbage can.
Yes. A lot of what's being said here, a lot of you won't understand. It's all right. We're speaking in the Elcottia terminology. Harvey.
Yes. Well, I never got any of that. I didn't understand. But I did take the case, and I sued. I brought a lawsuit against Beavner.
Yes, Beavner Elcott at that time was still alive, very, very old, but still ran Elcott the next step. He was 116.
Yes, I got to meet Beavner. He was quite spry.
At 116?
Yes, at 116, Beavner Elcott was spry. He was interested in things. He built models. He built model airplanes. But then he up and obviously died.
How old was he?
He died at 115.
Well, then how could he?
How could he have been 116?
I better not say.
Well, what?
I just forget. Just leave it alone, Ed.
Well, I don't know.
Leave it alone, Ed.
Okay.
So, all right. Beavner Elcott was contacted, and we said we're suing. And
well, the song is it "Wake Me Up." Do you know what it is?
Yeah, I know. It's "Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. You're going to hang around looking like an asshole yo-yo." You know?
That's what they were suing over.
That's what they were suing over. "Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Take a look at you. Don't you look like the asshole yo-yo?"
Well, it seems to be changing.
No, but essentially...
You have the essence of it.
Yes, essentially that was it. Well, they lost the lawsuit... And it bankrupted Furman Think, and the group dissipated and just became disappear, you know.
Yes.
And Osgood Furman, the founder.
There's been about three different founders of this thing. Can you get it straight,
Ed? Please, before I have to level you again.
Oh, what a jip!
Yeah. How do you like that, Ed? She's listening to me. Not you.
I think it's very unfair. First of all, people should understand that Beavner...
What's that? Beavner was dead.
I'm not talking about Beavner. I'm talking about Beavner.
Meter?
Yeah, sit down, Mr. Elcott.
It was Dr. Elcott.
I mean Dr. Elcott, sorry.
Yes, thank you, Ed. Ed oversteps his bounds because he and I have been in the dirt of a tool shed.
Oh, I see.
For a number of years, and I have elevated him, but there's only so much I can do. He was up for Overlord elevation last summer, but because of his connection to the founding family of Elcott the Next Step, you understand the Overlords got a little itchy. What we call, ladies and gentlemen, they got itchy in a naughty place, basically meaning they got cold feet.
All right, so I don't know what any of that means. I just...
So you lost the lawsuit.
I brought the action, and the court threw it. The judge said, get it. You just take it and stick it in a can on the street. And I said, okay. And so I went to Lonsdale Furman.
Holy names.
Take it easy.
But so Lonsdale Furman's who?
The founder of Furman Think.
All right. His name's changed.
No, it hasn't changed, though. So it,
yes, it has, sir.
No, it hasn't. So I went to Lonsdale or Douglas. I forget what... And I said, you lost, you owe me. The retainer was $30,000 of that. They owed me $25,000.
And that bankrupted them.
Yes, basically bankrupted. But you have to understand, it was a jackass suit because, first of all, to think that they owned the rights to take me up before I goo-goo.
Wake me up.
No, wake me up before I go-go.
I'm sorry, wake me up before I go-go. To think that they owned the rights to that. And then, of course, the Elcottians would take that and mock it.
Yes, I have some. What happened was the Elcottians, encouraged by Beavner, because Beavner was the founder of Kaba, Clean as a Baby's Ass.
Yes, is what the younger members celebrate as New Year's.
Yes, I understand.
Right. And so they naturally took that, wake me up before I go-go, quit hanging around looking like the asshole yo-yo that you am.
Yeah, and that was the part that really bothered them. They didn't mind being called yo-yos, but that the grammar was so destroyed. But the judge said, you don't own rights to this song, so go. He gave it the PIS stamp.
What's that mean, piss?
No, pound it sideways, you know.
Well.
You can say well all you want. That's exactly what happened.
Well, all right. I can't thank you enough. We've had Harvey Weierman on here, Gloria Grubner worldwide, as we talk about the particulars of the lawsuit, the Furman Think or the Furman Thing people suing Elcott the Next Step. when the young El Cottons changed the lyrics to Wake Me Up Before...
Yeah, Wake Me Up Before I Go-Go. They could Wake Me Up Before I Go-Go. You don't want to be standing looking like asshole yo-yo, which you is.
What are you laughing at, Ed?
Well, I think the whole thing is amusing, the way that... First of all, Grubner...
Don't you ever call me by my last name.
I'm sorry.
What's that?
I didn't mean to be Louie.
You didn't mean to be Louie?
He didn't mean to do it.
Oh, okay. We're going to be right back here on Gloria Grubner Worldwide, and we have a very special guest for you. I think you'll enjoy what he has to say and the places he's been and the things what he's seen. Jay Santos... here on Gloria Grubner Worldwide.
Gloria Grubner Worldwide, brought to you by King Beef and King Beef Assortments. New Park King here for King Beef and the King Beef Assortments. Beef, cutlets, steaks, chops, hamburger, and of course the lean burgers. At King Beef, we are the kings because we know our beef. And when we know our beef, we know your beef. You'll have no beef with my beef, King Beef, and Beef Assortments. 1621 Lonsdale in Pacoosa.
And tell them Gloria Grubner sent you. Just see what happens. Also, don't forget to get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. 55,000 plus hours of some sweet, sweet stuff. No kidding, really. Would I lie to you? And also, of course, the video casts, as well as the numerous digital and radio presentations, everything, put it all together, and what have you got? The Phil Hendry Show website, well worth the money, under $10 a month, monthly, under $7 a month, averaged out over the year. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm Gloria Grubner. Tell Phil that Gloria Grubner told you to get lost and to go over to his house.
And now back to... Gloria Grubner Worldwide.
Thanks a lot, Ed. This is Gloria Grubner. Many of you asking, aren't you Gloria the other name? Yes, I am. That's my married name. The name that I used when I elevated to Elcott the next step, and certainly the name that I used when I was further elevated and floated to the overlord status that I have. But here on what we call an ego squeak outing, that is, I am partially immersed in ego, giving myself a small, weeny-teeny voice here out in you people land. I am, ego squeaking as it is, I am Gloria Grubner, my maiden name. When I married Larry's father, did you know that, Larry?
I didn't know your maiden name was Grubner, no.
What do you think about that?
Well, everybody's got to have a maiden name, I guess.
Yeah, but Grubner, huh?
Okay, mother, what do you want me to say, mother?
Nothing, that's all right. You don't think?
No, I prefer the name Grover. I think it's a lovelier name for a very lovely woman.
Hey, all right. Thanks, Larry. Good answer.
Right now, we want to bring on the Gloria.
I'll do it. On the Gloria.
I get to do it.
Let Larry do it, Ed, because he's. But don't sit there smacking your lips, Larry. Just get to it, will you?
What did I do?
You're going right now. I'm hearing all kinds of slurping.
Right now, Mother, we'd like to bring on a special guest for you. You've been asking for this ever since the George Santos thing started. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
All right, yeah.
Thanks a lot. Hello, Jay. Come on in.
Hello, Jay.
Hello, Dr. Elcott. It's nice to meet you. Hi, how you doing, Larry?
Great, Jay.
Hey, bud.
Hey, Jay.
So Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police joining us for just a few minutes here on Gloria Grubner Worldwide.
Now, your name is Gloria Grover there, right?
Yeah, that is my married name, yes.
Okay. Because I have heard you on the Phil Hendry Show a ton of time.
Yes. A couple of questions, Jay. I want to ask you this. There's another gentleman, Dr. Jim Sadler, who has a speech problem because he severed his tongue. Do you have any such problem?
Do I have any such problem? What?
Do you have a speech problem?
No, I do not. Why?
Well, no, you just said from ta-ta, and I didn't.
I have a very thick Western Pennsylvania accent. Some people say it's a Baltimore accent. I actually hail from Western Pennsylvania.
What, is that a dog, Ed?
Yes, that is a dog barking.
I'll try to. Nice doggy.
But I hail from Western Pennsylvania, came to California in the early 1980s. In the late 80s, I got married, and about 10 years later come my affiliation with Citizens Auxiliary Police. Now, do you know this name, George Santos? I do. I'm aware of George Santos. He's a congressional candidate, I think, or a member of Congress, as far as I know. Some kind of accrued some controversy. And let's clear this up right now. Is there any relationship between you and him? No, there's not. I mean, I don't know why people would even think that. It's like having the same last name doesn't mean you're related necessarily.
But you could be distant.
Yes, there could be some distant relation.
Well, even if there was a distant relationship, I don't know what that's supposed to speak of. In other words, I'm me and he's him. Now, I understand that. Now, he's apparently a pathological liar. He creates all kinds of things. Is there anything in the Citizens Auxiliary Police handbook that would allow you to place him under arrest? I can place him under citizen's arrest. A lot of times we do what we call the ear. We put an ear on something. That means we'll sit down next to someone if they're in a coffee shop, if they're at a coffee table, or if they're just, you know, standing around, and we'll give a listen to what they're saying. If we hear them saying anything that is, you know, weird or anything like that, then we may step over there and say, "But what would you say?" Well, you step over there and say, "Excuse me very, you know, excuse me very much."
What does that mean, excuse me very much?
I mean, I'd say, just excuse me, but I heard you, like it was George Santos. I say, I just heard you say that you're something like, did you just say you're a scuba diver? But we know that you're not. So if you knew he was lying, you'd, if I caught him in a lie, I would then at that time in that place say something to him. But you couldn't arrest him. No, I could not arrest him, but I could give him a warning and say, "Mr. Santos, my name is Jay Santos, and I know your name is Santos, and that's got nothing to do with anything. Your name is George Santos." And he'd say, "Yeah." And he'd probably say, "Well, your name is Jay Santos." So, "Yeah, but that's got nothing to do with anything." You know?
Right, but why would you get bogged down in that?
Well, just to clarify, you know, if I'm talking to George Santos, if he's run afoul of some municipal restriction, if he has run afoul of some, say, District of Columbia description.
Yeah, but you don't have jurisdiction in D.C.
No, I do not. I'm Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Do you have a police agency, or an auxiliary police agency in the District of Columbia?
We do. It's called a D.C. squad. There's about 200 members of the D.C. squad. They all wear dark clothing, and they just move throughout the city in darkness, you know?
Do they not know each other?
They've never met each other, no.
Well, how do they even know they're in the D.C. squad?
Well, they're told by the Prime. That's the head of the D.C. squad. It's an individual named Prime.
Well, what is his name?
Well, it's actually a woman, and I'm not at liberty to say who.
So the D.C. squad is 200.
That's right. It's 200 people who've never met each other. Their leader is a woman who doesn't live in a house.
What? She lives in an apartment?
She actually sleeps in her car.
What's the story?
You understand, Jay, a lot of this is too weird.
Well, you brought me on, talked me about George Santos.
All right, okay, I just... So the D.C. squad might interdict at that time, and...
Yes, that's correct. The D.C. squad member may come over and say, "Excuse me, I just overheard you say that you were a swimming instructor," whatever this guy does, and no, you're not.
But if he ran afoul in your jurisdiction in the South Bay of Los Angeles.
Yes, I would say, "My name's Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. What is your name?" Or he may volunteer. You may say, "My name's George Santos." I say, "Okay, at this time, my name is Jay Santos, and that's going to supersede it." You understand what I'm saying?
Well, how does that work?
Well, it works like this. I'll say, "At this time, while I'm questioning you, my name is Santos, your name's Santos, I supersede it, okay? So when I say Santos, I'm talking about me." So, for instance, I say to him, "Okay, George Santos, my name's Jay Santos, so I supersede you. So, Santos, where were you last night?" And I would answer, "I was at my house with my wife."
What about him?
Well, he doesn't answer that because I said Santos. If I said, "George, where were you last night?" He'd say, "I was at the Santos home." I said, "No, you weren't. You weren't at my house." So, in other words, he would have to...
So you knock him... Wow, that's weird.
Yeah, I mean, how's he supposed to answer it?
The way to answer that, I'd say, "George, where were you last night?" And he'd say, "I was at my home." I'd say, "Your home owned by who?" And he'd say, "Owned by me." I said, "But what is the deed, or whose name is on a tile?" He'd say, "Well, the bank." I say, and who else's name is on it?" He'd say, "George Santos." I say, "No, I'm not."
Well, it sounds like you're trying...
Sounds like you're trying to sucker him in.
Yes. No, I'm not trying to sucker him. I'm trying to get him...
Yeah, so you'd say suck him.
What? Take it easy, will you, Bud?
He did. He said it sounds like I suck him.
Bud, you know...
Shut up, Bud. Me? Yes. I would simply say... Look, I'd say this. George, I overheard you, and you're talking all kinds of smack like you're big. Like you think you're big and everything. And you go, I am. I said, really? What's your name? He say, I'm George Santos. I say, no, you're not. I'm George. I say, I'm Santos. So what you're trying to do is what? I'm trying to make sure he knows the distinction between George, who is what he is, and Santos, who is me. See?
Well, but he is George Santos.
Not when he's in my presence, okay? Not when he's in my presence. When he's in my presence, he's George. And I will ask him questions based on that. If he keeps saying Santos, he's talking about me. I say, no, you're talking about me now.
But I don't understand. How does this get him to jail?
I send him to jail. I'll say, I'm going to call a police officer or whatever he did wrong, and he's going to deal with you. And he'll say, well, okay, what if I tell him I'm George Santos then? I said, I won't be there to hear it, so I won't.
So if you're not there to hear him call himself Santos, you're not, he's not you.
That's correct, yeah. That's the most balled up bullshit I ever heard in my life. What do you think of that? Well, I can tell you, right, you know.
Gloria, please don't speak in such crude. All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you want some more leveling, Ed? You can have it. You can have it free of charge. What a waste of my life.
This has been...
I'll do it. This is Gloria Grubner, Worldwide. We started out good, and then I had to bring on this joker, Santos. You asked me questions. I know what I asked you. So he's not George Santos, okay? Everybody clear on that?
Gloria Grubner, Worldwide, on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott.
I'm Gloria Grubner, otherwise known as Gloria Grover, otherwise known as Overlord Shuggy, and here's my son, Larry.
Hi.